Hey everybody, this is Stelly FT.
And this is Heaton Shaw, and on today's episode, we're going to talk about something that I know Stelly deals with probably a little bit more than I do, if not a lot more than I do, just because of his involvement around YC and even 500, which I have involvement in as well, which is demo days.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Right? We want you to do your best.
And tips and thoughts, our thoughts on demo day.
Yeah.
So, Stelly, you want to kick it off? Because I know you've been helping a bunch of people recently with that.
Yeah, I'd love to. So, yeah, this is all about kind of how to crush your demo day presentation or your demo day pitch. And I know that a lot of our listeners are not going to go through an incubator, but I think that still a lot of the basic tips that we're going to share are going to apply to whenever they make presentations or pitches. So I think this is going to be a good topic. So, but before I even jump into this, Heaton, how many demo days would you say you participated, not as somebody who presents, because I don't think any, right? You haven't gone through any incubator yourself as a startup, more as an advisor and mentor and investor. But how many of you participated on demo day as potential investor advisor listening to all these startups pitch? What would you say?
That's a great question. You're going to love my answer. So probably been to only about a half dozen. And the last one I went to, I want to say, was probably like 4 or 5 years ago. And one of the reasons is I actually don't like demo days as an investor and being in the room. What I like is pitch prep for the demo days and helping the actual startups get their demos right and get their pitches right. I love doing that. I've probably done that like 3-4 dozen times in terms of sessions where I'm in there for like 3 to 4 hours. Usually it's for 500 startups. And I've probably done pretty much every single one, I want to say, around pitch prep in one way or another. And I'll do like a 3 or 4 hour session. Sometimes there's someone else also giving feedback. And these are like people going through their 2 to 4 minute pitch, depending on, I think, what it is. I think it's 2 minutes, 3 minutes or something. We time them. They just do it straight. And then after that, there's probably 10 to 15 minutes each, maybe 10 minutes. So it's about a total of 15 minutes. So it's about 10 minutes of feedback. And then they go iterate it. And that's how 500 startups would do the pitch prep. And so I really, really enjoy that. I don't at all enjoy being in the room with all the other investors listening to the pitches.
So I love that because, you know, what's funny, you know, the some of the best investors that I've met when we went through YC and we, you know, went through the whole process all the way up to demo day, some of the best investors that we met, they did exactly what you just said. They made an effort to be there early in the batch to meet some people, to find a few startups that they thought they were really interested in, and then to be part of the entire journey, helping with the demo day presentation, helping with some of the challenges. Because they become your coach. And obviously, you know, by the time you do the demo day, all this huge room of investors sees is, you know, the 3 minutes of whatever you wanted to show them. But that other investor, he spent 3 months with you. And he knows, he doesn't have to be in the room because he knows what's in the pitch deck presentation, right? He helped you create it. And if that person wants to invest, they obviously able to do that way before everybody else because they've got the information earlier. They have more information about it, and they develop a totally different type of relationship because they help you and they create a value with you. And even if they don't want to invest, you will always appreciate them and you will always, you know, give them good deal flow and recommend them to other founders and show them what you're doing in the future because they made an investment in you, even if it's just a little bit of time here and there. So I love that tactic, and it makes perfect sense from an investor point of view. I can tell you that from my side, I've attended, I don't know, it's a good question. I don't know how many demo days I've attended, probably, I don't know, I want to say something between 10 and 20. I haven't attended any last year, which is interesting as well. And I can tell you from a listener's point of view, it's an overwhelming affair. It's like a brain freeze, like after, I don't know, 20 startups or so, the 15th pitch, after a certain amount of pitches, it becomes very tiresome and it becomes just this huge, and at the end of the day, it's this huge blurb of your brain hurts and it's this huge blurb of information. And there's only a, one or two startups that really stand out, and everything else you'll forget within a day. So it doesn't seem like the most productive way to use your time. So I agree with you on that. So this is the investor perspective or the audience perspective, which is super important to know if you present to that audience. So I've written a few. So there's two things. I've written a few blog posts about how to do a good demo day, since I've seen myself repeat the same advice over and over again. And if people after this episode want even more tips, they can just shoot me an email at stelly@closeout.com, and I'll send you a few links to those articles. But also, Heaton, you've just launched a product that helps people with a pitch deck. And I know that might not be optimized for a demo day per se, but I think it's going to be useful and helpful to people raising money, which is what people on demo days have to do, right? So do you want to just quickly give people the URL so they can go there and use your tool to put together the pitch deck if they're currently in fundraising mode?
Yeah, absolutely. It's called Dugo, and it's getdugo.com. And yeah, I mean, people are using it for doing their pitch preps for demo days as well, because, you know, there's a deck to it and stuff like that. So totally relevant. But what it was originally designed for is making it easy to get feedback on your pitch deck and then share it with investors, you know, and understand what they're looking at and who's accessing it, et cetera.
Dope. All right. So let's dive into some of the tips on demo day, right? So for me, the first tip I'll give is, or one of the first things that I'll give is very related to what you said, Heaton, and what we just talked about, which is understanding the broader context of where your pitch sits, right? So on demo day, what typically happens is there's your entire batch of startups will present 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, depending on the incubator, in front of a large room of investors. So of course, step one is to focus on telling your story, putting together your pitch, and making sure that you make good use of your 2 or 3 minutes, right? So of course, that's what you're going to focus the majority of your time on. But the thing that a lot of startups totally miss is the greater context of the event. Like it's not just your presentation. It's not just, this room is not going to fill with people. You step on the stage, you do your 3 minute thing, and that's the end of it. That's the entire experience for the audience. You have to understand that the audience is going to listen to 40 pitches. So knowing that, you need to know that they're going to be, you know, they're going to have brain freeze trauma. You need to know, where does our pitch sit in the entire event? Are we at the very beginning, in the middle, or at the very end? Are we before lunch or after lunch? That stuff matters to how the audience will feel, and how the audience feels will matter to how they listen to you and what they take away from it.